This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been running a series the past couple of months called Adventures in Housing, Tales of How and Why We Live Where We Live. Sometimes, though, the adventure is more like a long, drawn-out saga. That's the case for one woman in Houston whose experiences with housing have shaped her career. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story.
Chriselle Pellet is standing outside her house, waiting for her kids to get home from school. A few neighbors play dominoes on the front porch next door. Someone else mows a lawn.
It's actually a pretty quiet neighborhood, aside from the railroad track down here and the roosters in my backyard.
Chriselle never expected to be living here in Cashmere Gardens, a historically black neighborhood that's still struggling with the legacy of segregation and neglect. Then her great-aunt Joyce died and left the house to the family.
Before she passed, she used to always tell us, no one's going to want to live in this neighborhood. Look at the dumping. Sometimes the trash isn't picked up on time. Who wants to live out here?
Chriselle did. And to understand why, you got to understand her history. Back in 2008, she was working as an architect. Her future husband, Lise Pellet, was in new home sales. And they were all set to buy their own house. Then the financial crisis hit.
I lost my job. That was in May. And then his company folded in July. And we got married in August. Both of us unemployed.
Eventually, Chriselle got a job as a housing advocate for low-income Texans. Lise got his real estate license. And they decided to rent a house.
And application after application, we were denied. Our credit was fine. We just thought, well, maybe it's a really, really hot market.
But then the couple across the hall in their apartment building asked Lise to help them find a house to rent.
It happened to be a white couple. The very first house they put an application in for, they got the house. In 2015, with two educated folks that happen to be black, this is still what we're dealing with.
Fast forward to August 2017.
It has been a long day in Southeast Texas. Harvey, dumping so much
rain. In Houston, up to 19 inches of rain has fallen.
Thousands had to be rescued.
Most of the homes in Cashmere Gardens flooded, including her aunt's. A few months later, Aunt Joyce, who'd been sick, died. And the family had to decide what to do. After all she'd been through, Chriselle realized Aunt Joyce's warnings.
Look at the dumping. Who wants to live out here?
Were actually a reason to stay.
Working in the housing advocacy space, I see historically black neighborhoods just crumbling and the little bit of wealth that communities of color have just whittling away. And so it was important to me and to our family that we were able to hold on to that.
The family moved in about a year ago and set about making the quirky house their own. Aunt Joyce was a caterer, so there were two kitchens, but only one full bathroom. And her taste would have pleased Liberace. They ditched the mermaid coffee table, but held on to the opulent chandelier and tufted red velvet bench.
This was a home where there was always entertaining. We'll be doing things for all the upcoming holidays, just like Aunt Joyce would. So to continue that legacy is so important to us, and it's definitely one of the best decisions that our family has made.
Chriselle's put her advocacy skills to work, calling to complain when the trash isn't picked up or a new pile of junk shows up in a drainage ditch. But she's also fighting a bigger fight. She's now director of the Home Coalition, working to make sure communities like hers aren't left behind as Houston recovers from Harvey. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
If you've got an adventure in housing you'd like to share, we're here for you. Tell us at marketplace.org.